B-Pod Studios.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A species of worm that can infect human eyeballs has done it again.
Oh, God.
This time it chose a 68-year-old woman from Nebraska. The woman is thought to be only the second human victim of these worms ever documented. But the incident signals that they could become an emerging parasitic disease in the United States. Diane Travers Gustafson was visiting California. As she was running along a trail, she went straight into a swarm of flies. Unbeknownst to her,
gross.
She had likely run into a particular kind of fly known as the face fly.
The face fly?
Or Musca autumnalis. And that's because a month later, an irritation in her right eye led to her having the horrifying discovery of a tiny, translucent roundworm no longer than a half inch in size. The vector fly will expel larvae onto the surface of the eye or the conjunctiva when feeding on lacrimal secretions, which are tears, etc.
When are we going to wise up and kill nature?
This can happen very quickly. So the fly would not have had to sit on the eye for more than a few seconds to expel the larvae.
That's horrifying.
Gustafson washed out the worm with tap water. Soon, though, she found extracted a second one. A visit to the ophthalmologist the day after then yielded a third wiggler in her eye. Weeks later, she had returned home to Nebraska but continued to experience inflammation in both eyes. A subsequent visit to another ophthalmologist turned up nothing. But then, lo and behold, she eventually pulled out a fourth worm.
Oh, God.
Thankfully, that was seemingly the last hitchhiker as her eyes quickly returned to normal afterward, and she even went on to help co-author the case report about it.
That is effed. So she was actually able to pull the worms out of her eyes?
With her fingers.
My God.
Right.
Yep, exactly. A man is alive and well after he used an axe to fend off a convicted criminal who broke into his apartment. Ben Ball used a replica battle axe to help keep the intruder at bay.
Ben Ball's battle axe.
Yeah, the suspect, Alex Lavelle Rawls, is now in jail. Ball says that the suspect dated his former roommate who left to get away. The suspect showed up at the apartment around 11:30 p.m. thinking that she was there. The suspect was knocking on the door repeatedly, then kicked it in while Ball was in his apartment playing video games and watching Rick and Morty. Ball said
there's something just sweet about that.
Ball said he had reason to believe the suspect had a firearm. He said the door opened. I grabbed the axe, then step and hit. The axe hit the intruder at least once in the torso, and then the two started grappling in the apartment, destroying the place. There was a bloody mess everywhere, Ball said. Finally, the suspect gave up and made a run for it. A neighbor called 911. Police showed up. Canines followed the trail of blood, apprehended the suspect. Officials say the suspect spent the night in the hospital with substantial wounds before being transferred to the jail. Whatever his reason was for kicking in the door, he was probably not expecting to run into a guy who spends his weekends battling other people with swords and axes. Ball owns a lot of weaponry that he keeps around his apartment, like the kind Vikings and barbarian warriors used.
Yeah, probably the wrong guy to pick a fight with.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get hit with Ball's axe.
Yeah, Ball's axe are yummy.
When he's not working at Applebee's...
Ball's axe are yummy!
There it is.
When he's not working at Applebee's, he participates in events where people compete in ritualized combat. He said, I've got a double-headed carbon steel battle axe. It was homemade by a gentleman who has since passed, and that's what I call my baby. Ball said that he is glad
that's
that
he's... That's what I call my baby. I work at Applebee's.
Spent a lot of time practicing with that axe, so finally got to use it. A South Carolina man who went to McDonald's for a sweet tea says he received a little extra herbal substance on the side. Parrish Brown asked for a sweet tea with light ice and extra lemon. And he now believes the extra lemon was code for marijuana since he found 3 bags of weed in his cup.
Wow.
He says he only realized that it once he was high as a kite. Brown said he'd never smoked marijuana or had marijuana, so he didn't recognize the taste. He says that he paid regular price for the items.
So the idea is if you go up to this McDonald's, they had a thing where if you said with lemon...
Okay. I think it's what he thinks because this guy didn't pay any more.
It doesn't seem likely, right?
But an investigation is ongoing. It was some kind of mix-up, I'm thinking. In India, a police officer passed away in January this year after a 17-year battle with health complications stemming from a ferret bite.
Oh, no.
Sustained on duty in 2002. His death was recognized as work-related by the Government Employees Accident Compensation this past July. According to the Prefecture Police, the assistant inspector was posted to a police box station early on the morning of June 26, 2002, when he was called out on an emergency report of a ferret on the loose in a nearby park. The animal bit him on the hand as he was trying to capture it, and 3 months later, he developed cellulitis, a bacterial infection of the deep skin tissue that can spread to the lymph nodes and bloodstream.
That's horrifying.
He was in and out of the hospital thereafter until his death on January 18th. It was 17 years. The officer's family applied for support from the local government fund, which concluded that his cause of death was related to the ferret bite and confirmed the incident as an accident in the line of duty.
Well, that seems right.
So they gave him benefits for it. So, yeah, thought that was kind of interesting.
Is the ferret still behind bars?
Yeah, he's locked up for 2 more years. In Wisconsin, police say a drunk driver was arrested after he was seen driving around with a live chicken on his shoulder.
I love it.
A motorist,
I'm taking my chicken for a drive.
A motorist called police just after 11 a.m. to report a reckless driver.
We're going to listen to Foreigner.
The woman, wouldn't you listen to Kiss, though?
Yeah, I guess that's true, yeah.
Is a chicken. The woman called police saying that she saw a man behind the wheel of a gray Nissan. She told police the man was driving between 20 and 30 miles per hour, swerving all over the road, all while the bird, this chicken, was sitting on his shoulder.
That is awesome.
When police found the driver, they found the 42-year-old Milwaukee man and the chicken he was driving.
Chicken,
with.
Which direction should I go?
According to police call
we,
logs,
guess what me and the chicken get to do?
The man was cited for his third drunken driving offense.
Wow.
And driving with an open liquor container.
But the chicken's fine. That's no violation of a law.
And in fact, the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission was contacted to pick up said chicken.
Goodbye.
And apparently he's doing it.
Goodbye, my friend. My co-pilot.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Felony stalking charge was filed against a man the prosecutor said admitted to contacting a woman more than he should have after she declined his request to become more than friends.
Uh-oh.
And at one point, he stabbed himself 10 times in the wrist at her home.
Ugh. Wow, that's hot.
Prosecutor said Christopher Sidebottom had contacted the victim multiple times between April and early November when the victim was granted a restraining order.
Listen, Sidebottom, if you want to impress this chick, stab yourself.
The victim indicated she met Sidebottom through work and he asked to become more than friends. She declined. By April, texts from Sidebottom had escalated with him threatening to harm himself in front of her.
Oh, boy.
According to the complaint, Sidebottom promised that she would watch him die and that he would, quote, not allow her to forget what you did. Prosecutor said that he showed up at her home, stabbed himself in the wrist 10 times. He then contacted her and said, let's hope tomorrow something good happens. Otherwise, I'm going to pay you one last visit and we can test if you'll really stop me or not.
Jesus.
And there's some people.
And you wonder why people get vibrators.
The victim received a restraining order against Sidebottom. The complaint said that he admitted to investigators he knew the victim and he admitted that he had gone to her home. And he also said that he had been contacting her, quote, more than he should have. And they noted the puncture wounds on his arm. So. He's got a trial date coming up. Police are searching for an archer who shot arrows at a homeless encampment in the San Francisco Bay Area, striking 2 men in the abdomen. This is bow and arrow. Police said Saturday the victims were hit by arrows around midnight in Richmond, a working-class suburb east of San Francisco. Police say the attacker was someone that the victims knew.
Oh.
The victims were staying at the encampment along the San Francisco Bay Trail, but their attacker did not live there.
Some bizarre kind of Robin Hood.
One victim was additionally hit in the leg. Both men were taken to the hospital, where one underwent surgery. They were listed both in stable condition. The victims were familiar with the suspect, but they don't know his name. That's pretty scary. Okay, how about this? A 5 shining star snow crab was auctioned off in Japan for a whopping $46,000.
Whoa!
Yeah, or five million yen. It is the highest ever price paid for a snow crab. The coveted crustacean was a male weighing at 2.7 pounds, measuring 5.74 inches wide. The bid smashes the previous Guinness World Record holding the snow crab sale at, which was $18,000 set last year.
So exactly what makes them so coveted.
I'll get to that. The week's winning bidder was Tetsuji Hamashita.
I won!
President of fishery wholesaler Hanashita Shoten. The 5 million yen snow crab will end up for a few lucky diners' plates at an upscale restaurant in Tokyo's posh Ginza neighborhood. He said, I know it's extreme, but it's the custom. He said, but I am sure the taste of the crab matches the price.
Yeah, right.
This year's snow crab hunting season began on Wednesday of last week.
This just stinks.
With the first auction taking place the following day. Auction attendees were surprised by the price, with many shouting banzai and applauding. Snow crab, a highly sought-after delicacy in Japan, is found in the waters off Tottori Prefecture. The Five Shining Star nickname comes from the crab's shape, but also its high quality, long legs, fat and solid meat filling, and rich, creamy innards.
You don't have to be a star to be in my mouth.
All right, a short story, and then we got to finish up. Wild turkeys in New Jersey are running amok at a 55 community in Ocean City.
You always hear stories like this.
Residents say turkeys in a large flock are blocking their doorways, pecking at cars, and behaving aggressively. One resident said, I can't get out of my door. Sometimes I can't get out of my car. They go and they attack you. Just in time for Thanksgiving, an aggressive gaggle of 40 to 60 turkeys are terrorizing the community.
Is this the big revolt we've been talking about?
Residents say that shooing the birds away doesn't help, and they actually bite. Some say that the turkeys have even broken windows in people's homes.
Yeah, things are going to be a little different this Thanksgiving.
Meanwhile, Tom's River says its animal control officers are powerless to stop the turkeys because they are not licensed to trap wildlife. Mm-hmm. A resident said she compares the birds to scary dogs. So
bring it on, jerk-offs.
They can weigh between 16 and 24 pounds and can run up to 20 miles an hour. So they're scary.
Pretty frightening, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.